I have written this kōrero for the MMU from the theoretical perspective of an object in a museum, or as an object in an object prison, from an experience I had as the object. Sometimes I wake up in so-called hospitals with new tattoos on my body that I cannot remember receiving. This first occurred in 2019, with text wrapped around both my thighs in an ornate font that reads, Urmonku, Fedouma, toujours un homme qui interroge. At the time, I did not speak French, nor had I read France Fanon beyond a single cursory chapter. This sentence is the last line of Black Skin, White Masks, 1952. And introduced as a prayer. Oh, my body, always make me a man who questions. Given that Fanon ends his treatise on colonized and racialized psychology and subjecthood with this mystic question, it would be a mistake to interpret om as a normative masculine signifier. It is better to read man with the same sense one does the civil rights placard. I am a man. As Tavi Nyong'o writes in an essay on my film Underscore Human, 2018 for Freeze magazine, undoubtedly where I initially appropriated this quote, in asking his body to make of him a man who questions, Fanon sets himself in opposition to the colonial father who expects a body to mutely follow. Waking up confined within an institution where the doctors are white and the patients are overwhelmingly indigenous peoples is the starkest reminder of our ongoing nature of our colonial condition, which takes root in the deepest recesses of our being. Finding oneself trapped in a cage, or whatever a cage might metaphorically mean to you, desperately demands you think your way out. Except that in the colonized clinic, you also thought your way in. The colonial clinic is ontologically sealed. Your mind is the problem to be treated by surveillance and research and the reduction of your rights. If thought is an ancestor, you are to be cured by a genocide. From 1952 to 1957, Fanon was the chief psychiatrist of the Bleeder Joinville Hospital in Algeria before he abandoned his post to fight for the National Liberation Front. He was radicalized by listening to his patients. In The Wretched of the Earth, 1963, a book of collected essays posthumously published, he writes, "The destruction of the colonial world is no more and no less than the abolition of one's own, its burial in the depths of the earth or its expulsion from the country." Isn't that mad thought? To dare say the structures and institutions that govern life totally are merely one version of our possible and can simply be thought otherwise and therefore removed by whatever procedures we wish? The Wretched of the Earth lists a series of case studies of mental disorders in his patients as the manifestation of the overarching colonial violence embodied in the minds of the colonized. I read his work as a patient and therefore believe their various madnesses were in themselves decolonization itself. I understand my own period of illness as political liberation come too soon. Fugitive thought, even by such desperate means as losing one's mind, is abolitionist thought. I find it extremely beautiful that abolitionist thinkers like Angela Davis and Moana Jackson begin their scholarship and activism with a critique of justice systems and prison complexes and arrive at constitutional and societal transformation. as if staring long enough at stolen life will inherently move you to a radical politics of freedom, equality, and human dignity. However, I do not think this pretty interpretation is accurate. In my mind, it goes more like this. If you find yourself captured and get free, your mind might begin to see containment as the condition of all life on Earth. You might lose the distinction between inside and outside. You might begin to hate ontology and long to live in a pluri-ontological state. I orientate my life towards this dream state, compelled by questions asked by my body. The body, trapped within a racial matrix or trapped by any other means, is the epistemological engine to decolonize the mind. To become free, a full subject, to ascertain one's rights, do not beg the state or your oppressors, pray to your own skin, your other organs, and your fucker-pupper.